dull light of the moon, Pen's black hair glistened and her tanned skin seemed to glow. Fresh from eating, she looked even more beautiful than she had a few hours before. A few droplets of blood splattered Thea's clothes, but Pen had mostly been spared from it, except for her right hand. It was stained crimson up to her elbow. Thea's stomach rolled with both hunger and disgust, and she turned away again. "Thea," Pen sighed and walked over to her. "You know it had to be done." Thea didn't say anything for a moment. She just listened to the way the ocean sang to her, the water song calling for her.
"I know," Thea said finally, hoping her words didn't betray her true feelings. "But the timing is awful. We should have waited."
"I couldn't wait anymore," Pen insisted. And Thea wasn't sure if that was true or not. But Pen had made a decision, and Pen always got what she wanted.
"We don't have much time."
Thea gestured to the moon, nearly full above them, then looked over at Pen.
"I know, but I already told you. I've had my eye on someone."
Pen smiled widely at her, showing her razor-sharp teeth.
"And it won't be long before she's ours."
Chapter 1. Midnight Swim. The engine made a bizarre chugging sound, like a dying robot llama, followed by an innocuous click-click. Then silence. Gemma turned the key harder, hoping that would somehow breathe life into the old Chevy. But it wouldn't even chug anymore. The llama had died.
"You have got to be kidding me," Gemma said, and cursed under her breath.
She'd worked her butt off to pay for this car. Between the long hours she spent training at the pool and keeping up on her schoolwork, she had little time for a steady job. That had left her stuck babysitting the horrible Tennemeyer boys. They put gum in her hair and poured bleach on her favorite sweater. But she toughed it out. Gemma had been determined to get a car when she turned 16, even if that meant dealing with the Tennemeyers. Her older sister Harper had gotten their father's old car as a hand-me-down. Harper had offered to let Gemma drive it, but she declined. Mainly, Gemma needed her own car because neither Harper nor her father readily approved of her late-night swims at Anthemusa Bay. They didn't live far from the bay, but the distance wasn't what bothered her family. It was the late-night part, and that was the thing that Gemma craved most. Out there, under the stars, the water seemed like it went on forever. The bay met the sea, which in turn met the sky, and it all blended together like she was floating in an eternal loop. There was something magical about the bay at night, something that her family couldn't seem to understand. Gemma tried the key one more time, but it only elicited the same empty clicking sound from her car. Sighing, she leaned forward and stared out at the moonlit sky through the cracked windshield. It was getting late, and even if she left on foot right now, she wouldn't get back from her swim until almost midnight. That wouldn't be a huge problem, but her curfew was 11. Starting off the summer being grounded on top of having a dead car was the last thing she wanted. Her swim would have to wait for another night. She got out of the car. When she tried to slam the door shut in frustration, it only groaned and a chunk of rust fell off at the bottom. "This is by far the worst $300 I ever spent," Gemma muttered.
"Car trouble?"
Alex asked from behind her, startling her so much she nearly screamed.
"Sorry, I didn't mean to scare you."
"No, it's okay." She waved it off and turned around to face him. "I didn't hear you come out." Alex had lived next door to them for the past 10 years, and there was nothing scary about him. As he got older, he'd tried to smooth out his unruly dark hair, but a lock near the front always stood up, a cowlick he could never tame. It made him look younger than 18, and when he smiled, he looked younger still. There was something innocent about him, and that was probably why Harper had never thought of him as anything more than a friend. Even Gemma had dismissed him as uncrushworthy, until recently. She'd seen the subtle changes in him, his youthfulness giving way to broad shoulders and strong arms.